Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, wakeboarding, Surfside 6, and Josh hates blue cheese. They're all coming up right after this.
Well, she tried Rasputin, fiddle, faddle, rootin', tootin', cunnin', paddle, make do, kudzoo, yin, yang, wazoo, coupon, precious, crazy, spacious, Vincent, poupon, daisy, gracious, hot, pickle, Chanel, pop, yogi, class, Regis, live, slimy, grimy, bullion, blinkin', lefty, loosey, lumpy, Lincoln, never change your password if you've been out drinking. Princess didn't work, let me in, didn't work, QWERTY didn't work, Photoshop didn't work, I love you didn't work, monkey didn't work, 1111111111111 didn't work, fickle finger, Euro trash, big a booga, broken glass, orange tang, wild fang, owl gang, do lang, do lang, aunts, uncles, nephews, nieces, forward, backward, Reese's pieces, uppercase, lowercase, upper, lower, lower, upper, housefly, homework, 10 steak, big jerk, never change your password, never change your password, never change your PASSWORD. Oh, that worked.
Yeah!
Yay. All right.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Yo.
I'm Chick McGee. Wrapping up sports, we have an addendum. There's Tom.
An addendum.
An addendum.
Give me the addendum.
Well,
addendum of the pudendum.
Sounds a very important pudendum.
That story about the Florida teenager taking advantage of the recent flooding in Cape Coral and wakeboarded through the street.
Yep. So his dad's driving a truck.
Right, his father's pickup truck.
He's behind it wakeboarding.
Right. Yeah.
It's so cool, but...
His father's name is Baba, but someone just tweeted me and said their last name, you had it wrong, it's not Brett Holland, it's... It's Black Sheep.
Hey! Baba, Black Sheep.
Well worth it.
Yeah, is that right? Okay, right. Well.
Hey, has he any wool?
Yes, sir.
I don't.
Yes, sir?
Three bags full.
I would not.
Wow, it's a shame we prepared that.
I would not think so. Living in Cape Coral, you would have any wool. But
no.
What am I saying? Wool breathes. It's a natural fiber.
You're wearing shoes like me. What are these things called? The birdies?
Owlbirds. Owlbirds.
See, now
Owlbirds.
I know, as my father would say, damn good and well, that you know what the name of those shoes are. I don't know why you do that. Is it some sort of weird personality flaw
the name
keep drawing people into your conversation?
The name didn't come to me quickly enough. This really is kind of cool. Imagine water skiing behind a truck after a flood, and he's going out over the wake, and you can see
I'm
the video.
Yeah, I'm watching him. It's pretty cool here.
You see the part where the truck's coming at him the other way? That's where it gets scary.
Not to be
this kid's a jerk.
Not to be a bummer here, but like, what if you fall in an area next to the street and there's a mailbox under all the flooding, and then you hit your head on the mailbox?
Yeah. That's a video.
A lot of things can go wrong. We have several letters already.
I bet the dad has said, "I got to take him out wakeboarding. Anything to shut him up." Jeez.
Yeah. Now I mentioned that sometimes we would grab the back of a car or a bus in the snow and get towed that
now
way.
Now, you and your brother would be clothed during this activity.
Yes,
right?
It would be wintertime. Yes.
One of the rare.
John writes, we did a lot of this, sometimes three of us to a bumper. You had to watch out for the manholes.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to go in them.
It's right, just, but still, you the trip over them.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's cars don't have bumpers, so you can't do it. So, once again, the man ruins a good activity.
Man, what happened to those days? Was it the middle 70s where they decided that crash impact test or something, and they put huge bumpers on everything.
No, it was the lobby of a body workshops. That hey, if we take the bumpers off, every time you hit anything, you're going to have to get a whole new rear car.
There was some report that I remember plainly. A car rolling at like 3 miles an hour caused $4,000 worth of body damage if it hit a wall or something.
Crazy.
So they started putting bumpers on everything.
They said, we spent countless hours bumper skiing as kids, writes Trevor. It was great until you hit a dry patch of pavement. That's correct. You'd be on snow or ice and you hit some gravel. You're down.
That'd break an ankle, wouldn't it?
This comes to us from Sean in central New York. We called it hopping cars. You'd grab the bumper of a car or truck on a snowy day and get pulled along. The school bus was the best because they had really high bumpers and the driver couldn't see you to get you in trouble. To answer Tom's inevitable question, yes, Tom, it was the rear bumper. I know that. I did it.
That's very funny.
Am I the only person concerned about inertia that when the bus stops, you're going to keep going?
Well, not really, because it slows and you slow with it.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah. I suppose if they slammed on the brakes.
Yeah, then you might go face first.
This guy says, once in a while, your gloves would stick to the bumper. You'd lose them, but it was worth the risk. Okay. We don't advocate this, of course. But,
Dear Bob and Tom, my wife has... Oh, I'm sorry.
My wife.
It doesn't say, Dear Bob and Tom. It says, Dear Heathens. Thank you, Roger. My wife has physical therapy this morning, and she has a back problem, and there are two women that work with her. She says that they put her through the ringer when she goes for her physical therapy for her back. Here's where Josh comes in. Can you tell Catherine to stay away from those crazy bitches? I would really appreciate it. Roger from Alabama.
Man, Catherine, you gotta stay away from those crazy bitches.
Thank you, Josh.
All they're going to do is put you through the ringer.
Yeah. You don't want to get your
in a ringer.
No.
Yeah.
Boy, who came up with that one, huh?
Used to be the laundry.
Yeah.
That's how you dried laundry.
Oh, yeah.
We had one. I remember.
Did you really?
Yep, you did?
That, the ringer washer?
Yep.
That phrase, getting it caught on the ringer, is famous in the Watergate scandal.
Oh.
Remember that?
What?
I don't, but...
Didn't they put Martha Mitchell's
all the president's men.
He said, to get her to talk?
You don't want whatever the name of the Washington Post publisher. You don't want her to get her caught in a ringer.
Gotcha. I'm doing my own show. I'm having a...
That's the first time I heard it. I'm just saying, it kind of ties into Watergate, which is sort of fun.
Watergate's not fun.
Benny Hill one time was drawing laundry in a ringer.
Of course he was.
And a beautiful woman passes by and he starts leering at her.
Sure.
And his hand goes into the ringer and he goes, oh! And it's very, very flat.
Great gag.
Hilarious.
Oh, boy.
Oscar Wilde would be proud.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Now, Have we completed our sportscast? Does that cover every aspect of
to speed things along?
I
kind of have a ski story.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
A popular Vermont ski resort known as Suicide Six has announced it will change its insensitive name in the weeks to come.
Hmm.
The first rope tow was installed at Suicide Six in 1936 on so-called Hill Number Six, from which the area derived its name.
Hmm.
Today, the small ski area, situated a short drive north of Woodstock and south of the White River, has 3 lifts and 24 trails.
Fun.
During the warmer months, the mountain serves as a popular mountain biking destination. A statement on the ski area's website reads, "Our resort team embraces the increasing awareness surrounding mental health and shares the growing concerns about the insensitive nature of the historical name." What are they going to change it to?
Not announced yet. But,
Autoerotic asphyxiation mountain.
That seems a little. Don't take this wrong.
Ungainly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. I wasn't on the committee, but
it hit me as clunky.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe
they had to. They had to change the name of the what is it again? Suicide Six Mountain,
mm-hmm.
the ski resort, because of this.
George of the jungle, watch out for that tree. Watch out for that.
Sunny Bono
action. My big gray peanut loving doggy. That was a funny cartoon.
Sounds like a great little ski place, though. Fun. But it
has a rope tow. When was the last time you were on a rope tow?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
That's how it started.
Okay.
That's going to be kind of cool.
The place I started skiing, stand by.
It's going to be a long story.
Worse.
Okay.
They would park a car at the top of the hill. They would take the wheel off and put a rim on it without a tire. I'm totally serious. And they would put a long rope on it, obviously a big loop.
And that just used as a winch?
Yeah. I was 4 years old, but that's... Skiing didn't take off the way it has until the 60s.
That's wild.
In the early days, it was fairly primitive. So a rope tow in the United States in 1936, that's early.
Okay.
That's early skiing. So good for them. I mean, I can understand why they need to change the name. Well, it kind of reminds me of that old TV show, Surfside Six.
I don't remember that.
I think probably in black and white. It was a while back.
Yeah.
Anyway, sounds like a fun place to ski. So we got a lot of cool ski action, even though it's summertime.
You had Surfside Six and Hawaiian Eye. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I was really a little boy, but they had really cool theme songs.
Connie Stevens and... Ed Byrne, remember Ed Burns,
Tom? Just died last year.
Yeah, well, it's about time.
Not Edward Burns, the current.
Thank you for the correction, certainly. There were, that was a different one, so. Wait. What's this? Recognize this, Jim?
I don't.
It hasn't really kicked in yet.
It's all right.
This makes me angry. I don't know why. I'd like to take a look at it. Okay, now I matter. I didn't think I could matter.
Oh, I like this.
This is called Surfside Sex.
Are you kidding me?
No.
From whom?
What?
Patrick Cowley.
What is your problem?
Did you wake up this morning and go, I'm going to look up Suicide Sex and see if it's a song?
Here you go.
What's going on now?
Here's the one you want to hear. Sorry.
Well,
Surfside Six.
What's that?
Surfside Six.
An address?
You're dumb. A girl in charge of anything but dinner? I don't think so.
This is the TV theme song to Surfside Six, and they do sound like idiots, don't they?
Man, why did they make them do that?
Here we go.
Surfside Six.
These are classically trained actors. They went to Juilliard.
They called their parents. I got a part. I'm working tomorrow, Mom.
Tap, tap, tap.
Surfside Steaks. All right.
It's just protein.
Are you sure?
If we do it back there, you won't get pregnant.
Okay. So this was about private detectives in Miami?
Everyone does it this way.
Yeah. All right.
But it hurts a little.
Yeah, three private detectives solve crimes in Miami. Ran for two seasons on ABC with Troy Donahue. Ooh.
Since the history of television, there's almost always been a show that comes out of either Hawaii or Miami.
Here we go.
People like to see those.
Yeah,
places.
They, you know, it's the middle of winter in upstate New York, and you can watch Surfside 6.
1960, and what's it was that? In black and white.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, you tell a bunch of actors that live in New York, hey, you want to go to Miami, shoot a TV show for 3 months? Yeah, sure. Twist my arm.
Who are the actors? The people?
Troy Donahue.
Private investigators. I don't really remember this. I remember the title.
Troy Donahue, Van Williams, Lee Patterson.
Oh, Van Williams was the Green Hornet. Yeah.
Diane McBain and Margarita Sierra.
Excuse me? Wow. Her name's something like Eva Smith, probably, really. Yeah. And the,
Margarita Sierra.
That's great. In any event, if you're going to Vermont, the Suicide 6 Ski Resort will have a new name. And here's another article about it. It says they have not announced it yet.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read that, too. It said it's come in the next few weeks they will announce.
Well, vetting a new name has got to be a real chore these days.
Yeah. Do you see this? They're also doing this with Killington Ski Resort. Now they're calling it Livington. How weird is that? How do you do that?
Well, the most famous one of these, I'm not mentioning this for any particular reason, but famously, Squaw Valley renamed themselves a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. What?
That was a really famous ski resort.
Gotcha.
Because of the insensitive nature of that term, they have named it something else. I'll look it up. I forget what they renamed it.
I think the Olympics were there, weren't they? Training grounds
was
or something?
It is a very famous place. They did, but they changed the name.
Tom, have you seen this place in Colorado that has now a roller coaster on top of the mountain? This is not a setup. This is,
You saw me reaching for this.
Yeah, I did, yeah. It looks so crazy.
I thought you were going to go with Suicide 6 flags. I thought you were just going that way.
I wasn't going to try to bring humor into it at all.
Apparently.
I just wanted to
continue the tradition.
Exactly. I don't know. Hey, sometimes we can just chat. Yeah.
So I'm sorry. So where is
cliffhanger roller coaster?
Let's have a little chit chat this morning. Just a little casual chit chat.
It's like the world's
cliffhanger roller coaster is the highest.
Yeah.
Highest elevation full size roller coaster in North America.
And it looks fun.
Mm. Yeah.
But it's right there at the top of a mountain.
Have you done the one in Vegas?
7,160 feet.
I have. I've done the New York, New York one in Vegas. I've not done the one on the stratosphere.
There you go, Tommy. Look at that. You see it?
That's terrifying.
Yeah. But I didn't know if it was near anywhere, any resort that you might go to.
I just did Thunder Mountain at Disney World and screamed like a little girl the whole time.
So. Yeah, Stratosphere has to be terrifying.
Iron Mountain.
Yeah, it must be.
It's just terrifying.
I won't do any of that.
What mountain, Christy? I'm sorry.
Iron Mountain.
You familiar with that, guys?
I'm not.
Iron Mountain.
Squaw Valley is now called Palisades Tahoe.
Oh, that's actually better.
Yeah,
much better.
So, okay, there you go. Now, what else have you got over there, Christy?
Oh, I was just trying to figure out where this was. Colorado River, Glenwood Canyon, whatever.
Oh, it's close to Vail.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
The U.S. Coast Guard is saying a cruise ship sustained damage after hitting a piece of an iceberg. According to a spokesperson for Norwegian Cruise Line, the Norwegian Sun cruise ship was making its way to the Hubbard Glacier in Alaska when it hit a growler, a small piece of floating ice.
I know an old mother that lives there.
An
old mother
Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
live in a shoe.
I thought that the Hubbard Glacier.
Much like the roller coaster. Just spewing facts. Over here. not trying to do comedy.
Following the impact.
Hang on 1 second. So it hits an iceberg. But what's the name of the boat?
The Norwegian Sun.
Oh God! What a great headline that would be. The Norwegian Sun goes down.
Yes.
Great.
Come on. Well, I mean,
father hangs head in shame.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Norwegian
goodness.
Sun goes
down. Never mind.
Now I know what you mean by headline. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Back to you, Chris.
Following the impact, the ship sailed to Juneau. The ship's starboard bow was damaged.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
Juneau.
An NCL, that's short for Norwegian Cruise Line, said a decision was made to shorten the current voyage and cancel a cruise scheduled to begin this week. The U.S. Coast Guard said a member from the Coast Guard Sector Juno Prevention Team and contracted divers determined the ship was seaworthy to return to Seattle, though, for repairs.
Oh, okay. So yeah. not nothing. Yeah. Major. Titanic.
I'd never heard of. Is in a growler the name of a keg?
It's a small keg. Yeah, yeah. Small beer.
Okay. This says the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says an iceberg must be greater than 16 feet above sea level and 98 to 164 feet thick. The smaller pieces are called growlers or bergy bits.
I like bergy bits.
Oh,
bergy
I do
bits.
Too.
That's a lot
fun.
Of fun.
That
sounds
like a candy bit in there. Yeah.
But you're not just having a plain salad, are you?
No.
You need bergy bits.
Bergy bits.
Ooh, it's like blue cheese crumbles with bacon.
No, you ruined
too.
It. Blue cheese crumbles?
Ooh, with bacon in
like
there, too.
Blue
you don't like that?
Crumbles.
No, of course not. I'm a
on
person.
A buffalo chicken salad? Oh.
See, me and Chris are having a nice morning, and you're making it negative for no reason.
I'm convinced anybody who says they like blue cheese crumbles is just lying for
We're
some reason.
We're not lying. They're very tasty.
I don't know.
And now the taste of rabbit turds and delicious salad.
Yeah, just awful.
That's how big the blue cheese crumble lobby is. You
exactly.
don't even know.
They fool you into thinking.
The power they have.
That's right. Very persuasive.
It's alcohol, tobacco, and blue cheese crumbles. They're all in cahoots.
A bergy bit. Be a good name for like White Castles.
Bergy bits?
Like, yeah. If White
it
Castle
sounds like
did,
a dog food to
If
me.
White Castle did even smaller burgers, like,
no.
golf,
yeah.
like golf ball sized burgers, they could call them, hey, you got the, I guess they'd be burger bits.
Let me get a sack
God,
of
I want a slider now. Thanks,
okay.
Tom.
Well, how do you suppose the band felt aboard this ship when it hit the iceberg? Uh oh.
I guess we'll keep playing.
The band,
I saw the
band?
Movie.
Oh.
Guess we're going to have to keep playing. Anybody got any ideas?
No way. I'd go, get out of my way. I'm using my cello as an oar. Yeah. Let's go.
A little bit nearer my God to thee, my ass.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.